Hello and welcome to the Select Sector Spider Sector Digest podcast for the week of February 20th, 2023. I'm your host, Paul Baiocchi, ready to dig into all things sectors for the week ahead and look back at the week that was. And the week was one of those in which the market is clearly trying to navigate the cross currents of economic data. And the reality is the data this week is emblematic of the struggle that investors are facing as it relates to reading the tea leaves of economic activity, economic dynamics, and translating that and extrapolating it, if you will, into expectations for Fed policy and expectations for the direction of the economy. We had CPI and PPI, which were both higher than expected. CPI was kind of in line, but PPI was more significantly above where the market was anticipating. So you have on the one hand inflation, which seemed to be signaling that maybe this correction we've seen in the rate of inflation might be settling in at a higher level than the market was anticipating. And then you had the Philadelphia Fed, which had a really bad reading, negative 24.3 versus a negative 7.8 median expectation. So a very bad miss there. You've got manufacturing data, which says that we're in a manufacturing recession, or at least manufacturing is in a recession. And then the flip side is you had strong retail sales, a pretty big beat, 3% versus basically 2% on a median forecast. And when you look inside of it, it was month over month, bars and restaurants, furniture, electronics and appliances, general merchandise spending that led the way in the total retail sales data. So on the one hand, you've got PPI and CPI that are running a little bit higher than the market anticipated and are still running hot if you look at a year-over-year basis. Then you've got manufacturing and readings like the Philly Fed saying the economy is actually quite weak. And then you've got strong retail sales, which show that the consumer is doing pretty well and the economy is okay. So when you look at the S&P 500 for the week, down 28 basis points, the reality is that the market was basically flat. And part of that is because the economic data is telling us, in many ways, this complex picture. Nothing is necessarily straightforward. Although I will say LEIs at the end of the week, leading economic indicators, were lower for the 10th straight month. And if you look at the senior director of the conference board who puts out that report, it was pretty damning. Just to summarize, deteriorating manufacturing new orders, consumer expectations of business conditions, credit conditions, ultimately all showing weakness. Whereas the labor market strength and stock market strength is offsetting what's taking place in the actual economic data. So that is a pretty good representation of what we're talking about here. On the one hand, you've got strong employment. You've got a strong market so far in 2023, at least as it relates to the stock market. And on the flip side, you've got some of these economic conditions that are either weak or weakening. And despite what the inflation data is saying, despite what the most recent retail sales data is saying, the conference board is expecting high inflation, rising interest rates, and contracting consumer spending, tipping the U.S. economy into recession in 2023. So there you have it from the conference board at the end of the week with a leading economic indicator report, which fell for the 10th straight month, saying basically the economic dynamics are going to push us into a recession. And despite what the stock market and labor market is telling us, that is their prediction. So we'll see. There wasn't a ton of activity this week, just 500 million shares or so traded across the Select Sector Spider lineup. Not a tremendous amount of flow activity, just 10 million shares created across the Select Sector Spider lineup. We did have 6 million new shares created in XLF and 4 million created in XLE. So two sectors that, of course, have been top of mind for different reasons over the course of the past, let's call it 18 months or so. And when you look at sector performance this week, the worst performing sector was XLE, down 6.34%. And energy is certainly facing right now a tremendous amount of headwinds. You look at the price of WTI, price of Brent, we saw a sell-off in crude oil prices at the end of the week, largely driven by some supply data. All the while, we've seen, once again, Baker Hughes' rig count report showing that crude oil rigs in the United States fell. So just like every other sector in the market, Energy is dealing with some cross currents economically, and we will see how this plays out. But all in all, a fairly quiet week in the market. Leadership sector for the week was XLY or consumer discretionary, up 1.63%. But beyond that, just not a tremendous amount of outsized moved in any sector other than the downside move we saw in energy. And I think given the flow story this week and 6 million new shares created in XLF, I think financials is an interesting sector to mention and to have as a sector in focus this week, partly because our partners at Ned Davis, who run a tremendous amount of third-party research on our website, are focusing on energy and financials this week. And financials is interesting because the folks who say that the economy is doing well and that we're not going into a recession are making a case for why financials are an interesting segment of the market. Because if the economy is not going to weaken and we're not going to tip into a recession, then in theory, all of this loan loss provision that they've built up in anticipation of a potential recession could be reversed. And that's accretive to earnings for financials. Now you look at the yield curve and it's still inverted and it's gotten worse as of late, depending on which measure you use. And so the net interest margin outlook for financials isn't exactly strong given the shape of the yield curve. We'll see as Fed policy evolves and as market expectations and capital market expectations and assumptions evolve, whether or not the financial sector is able to benefit from a steep yield curve or a normal yield curve, if you will. But for the time being, the inversion of the yield curve puts pressure on net interest margins, which is certainly a driver of incremental earnings growth for the financial sector. And although we're seeing these indications that the labor market is strong, retail sales are strong, state of the consumer is fairly strong, which may portend to better consumer financial data from financial services companies, the reality is financials are going to continue to be a sector that people disagree on. And that disagreement is going to come down to a lot of what we just talked about in terms of the confounding nature of economic data at this point in time. And to the extent that this stuff will play itself out, that's what the market does. And the stock market is the distillation of all available information, public and non-public, to investors. And to the extent that it is a forward discounting mechanism, it's attempting right now to look through the current economic context to the future and determine what the outlook is for financial services companies and for the financial sector, which has, of course, been a very important sector in the market over the course of the past 18 months or so, not only because it's so tied into the interest rate story, but also because when you look at the select sector spider lineup, XLF is the preferred way for folks to get exposure to financials. And it can be a bellwether in terms of institutional advisory and retail activity in the financials sector. So with that, let's look ahead to next week, economic data. We've got existing home sales, new home sales, consumer sentiment. So a textured view of economic data, looking at the consumer and at the housing market. We'll also see what PCE is running at, which again is the Fed's favorite indicator of inflation. And given the higher than expected readings on CPI and PPI last week, it'll be interesting to see what PCE is running at and how that differs or how that mirrors what we're seeing in CPI and PPI. We'll also be hearing from Fed President Bostic on the back of hearing from Bullard and other Fed presidents who are indicating at the very least that they're comfortable with a 50 basis point rate hike and that there's justification for it. We're also seeing the market starting to price in potential rate hikes as far out as June, which, again, anytime a Fed president speaks, even if it's not Mr. Powell, it is important because it gets to the debate and the discourse in these Fed meetings and the influence it has on the trajectory of Fed policy. On the earnings front, we're going to hear from Home Depot, Walmart, NVIDIA, American Tower. So some pretty significant weightings in their given sectors that have big ties to both the consumer and enterprise spending. So it'll be interesting to see the earnings results, of course, but also the guidance from these companies. Walmart, of course, has had some really strong quarters and some really strong results as of late. Home Depot is, of course, a very important gauge on the state of the consumer and their willingness to spend on home improvement projects and the like, but also at the wholesale level. Spending can be important at Home Depot. American Tower is one of the largest weightings in XLRE, and will give us an important look into the state of a segment of real estate that is very different and has been strong on a relative basis compared to, say, the office category in the REIT space. And then we'll also hear from Babbo, which, while not a U.S. company and not necessarily a bellwether for S&P 500 companies, will give us a feel for the state of the Chinese consumer, of course, and the Asian economy in some ways, which is a big piece of this overall economic outlook for 2023, the China reopening and its influence on both consumer spending in China and global trade. So with that, I'd like to thank everyone for joining me once again. One point I did want to make is that for those of you who are interested in Ned Davis research and some of the third-party research we run on our website, as well as all of the tools and resources that are relevant to the Select Sector Spider lineup, please go to sectorspider.com. There's a tremendous amount of insight and resources there available to you free of charge. Hope everyone has a wonderful week, has a nice long President's Day weekend. Remember, this is a short week. My name is Paul Baiocchi, Chief ETF Strategist at SS&C Alps Advisors. Thanking you once again for taking the time to join me. Catch you next time.